Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by telling you that you are amazing, my favorite human beings in the whole world. This community is so super fantastic. Thank you for liking the show, sharing the show, subscribing the show, doing all the cool stuff that you do to make this great. We do zero advertising against my own best judgment because you guys are just so amazing. We don't even do that. So you just want to tell you that you are so fantastic and we love and appreciate you. Today, we are chatting with Adam Pearson from Pearson Cleaning Services. They serve the Knoxville, Tennessee area with commercial cleaning services. So they're just getting started. If you want to reach out to Adam and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.pearsoncleaning.com. I think as of now, that may or may not work, but we're recording in September of 2017. Hopefully by the time you hear this, they'll be up and going. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
No problem. Glad to have you as well, my friend. Tell us a little bit about you, how you got in the business. What's up? If you got fish, family, friends, what's going on over there?
Well, I'm early 30s, 32, so got a little bit of life experience behind me, which somebody pointed out one time that is a polite way of people telling you that you're getting older.
I'm 43. They're not polite anymore. They just call me old, so enjoy it while it lasts, buddy.
Fair enough. Been in business about a month, and I went out and did my first bid a couple weeks ago. Still waiting to hear back on that. It's kind of a unique situation. Her dad is the one that has to make that decision, and he's going through chemo. So not really pushing that one like I would a normal account, just for trying to be a little bit, courteous to them. So like I said, no clients yet, but I remember hearing from one of your videos before that you're not really a cleaning company until you have the first customer. So I heard that, and I kind of let my – I got a year-and-a-half-old daughter. It's like when her balloon pops. She's like, oh, no. Try to be a logical thinker, and that makes sense. So I am married. My wife and daughter are currently in the Philippines. We got married in the Philippines. They left on Labor Day. I'll be back December 29th. So I've got a lot of time that I can sit down and actually put a little bit of effort into getting this thing up and running.
Beautiful.
I'm a full-time sheriff's deputy here in Tennessee. And, there's no secret that police officer pay is not great.
What?
My wife's staying at home.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
It's terrible. So, my wife stayed at home to take care of the daughter. And, I was working so much overtime that I've not had enough time with my family. And I got thinking, I have to do something different, which I think is a broken record. That's why a lot of people get into business for themselves. They want to do something different, take control of their life. And one of the couple of things that got me into this was, I go to the gym, and for a while the gym was having terrible problems with keeping their facility clean. It's nasty. And I thought, they're going to be losing customers just because they don't keep this place clean.
Not gaining them. Who's going to sign up for a gym if it's gross?
Well, yeah. And I said, they would be a lot better served if they would invest a little bit of money in cleaning this place. And that got me thinking. I said, well, I'm wanting to do something. Getting into the cleaning business is relatively inexpensive compared to other businesses. So, and I had bounced this idea around for, probably 4 or 5 years with my wife. She was very uninterested. And it's not because she is just not interested in cleaning. She's very OCD. But she just wasn't interested in starting a business because
so
her
what mind happened? Just kind of failed. What happened when you told the gym that they should give you money and let you clean that place?
Well, that was actually about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So I wasn't even into the cleaning business yet at all. So
well, go back there. It's probably still dirty.
It is. I go every day.
There you go.
I some in-house people, so I'm kind of waiting to see how they've just moved over from having a cleaning company to
say this place sucks. It's no good. Well, in-house, trust me, he hates it. I've been an owner. It's one of the big pain in the neck is employees, and the worst kind are cleaners. So I promise you, he's hating running. And I would absolutely early and often say, you got pain. If you love dealing with these cleaners and having your gym be a mess, God bless you. But if you want someone to fix that, let's talk, and I'll tell you how to make that work.
And I bounced that around, and maybe it's time to pull the trigger on that. That's absolutely
right. Pull the trigger. I promise he's not going to punch you in the face. You're a sheriff's deputy, for crying out loud. Worst he's going to do is say, no, thank you, right? Like, go get him, man. Nothing bad's going to happen. Worst he says is, are you kidding me? Shut up and go lift some weights. Fine. We all move on, but pull the trigger. Come on. There's nothing to think about. Get on there.
So about the business a little bit, I've got the business license, I've got the bond, the insurance, got workman's comp set up, of course, got some of the tedious stuff, cell phone, business cards, bank accounts, email accounts, that kind of stuff. But then, as I've been listening to your videos or watching your videos, one of the things that I heard you say was, that's great, you it's good to have all that. However, that's, you know, if you want to be laser focused, get customers, because that's how you pay your bills.
Preach it. I love whoever you're listening to is a genius.
I agree.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, nothing so happens until somebody makes a sale, man. Couldn't agree more. All right, so what specific piece of this puzzle can I help you put together today?
Well, I hear you say a lot that the sooner you can get out of being the one to clean and become the person who owns the business, runs the business, the better. Yep. And I hear that, you know. Growing up, I was always a kid. If mom said, hey, don't touch the stove, it's hot, I said, okay, hey, thanks for letting me know. I'm not going to touch the stove. So hearing you say that, you got me thinking, I don't really want to do the cleaning. My passion isn't so much being the cleaner, it's having things that are clean, but I want to run the business. So I'm curious, is it too ambitious at this stage in the game to say, I don't want to do the cleaning, I want to hire employees to do that cleaning for me?
That's a good question. I like that. It's unique. Usually I get fought the other way. I've been cleaning myself for 7 years and my customers will revolt if I so even think about sending somebody else in there. So I've never had the other end of the question of, I don't want to clean at all. 2 weeks, pass. I want none.
Right.
So I'm going to give you two, as usual, my poor guests, they ask one question, I answer seven, whether they want it or not. You said, is that too ambitious? Can I do it? Short answer is, yeah, probably. Yeah, I think you could. Is it impossible? No, of course not. Is it even plausible? Yeah. Is it the long way around the block and put yourself through too much headache that you don't need to put yourself through? Yeah, it is. So let me just give you the problems that you're going to have to overcome. And there's not a ton, but you just have to be aware of them. And you're the owner, right? So I'm just the coach. So I give you feedback and I kind of tell you, hey, here's where you might bang your head against the wall. And you say, that's fine. I'm fine with that. Or I'm not fine with that. Fair ground rules?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So the two things you're going to run into is how are you going to hire if you don't have any jobs? How are you going to get jobs if you don't have any people? So if you're not willing to clean at all, not 1 second, you got to find a job, make sure that you don't have, you don't start today, that you start, you know, in 30 days or 20 days, which is typical on commercials, typical, right? Residential, it's tough. They're not going to be like, yeah, come back a month from Tuesday and start. They don't want you to come like now. Residential, right. Or commercial, if they've already got a place, usually that transition of 10 to 30 days is typical. So that piece of it's doable. But just know that you're going to have to kind of walk that tightrope of, I got to get a job and then I got to make sure I don't tell them I'll start. And sometimes they're going to want you to start now. And if they start now, especially if you have no work and your family's over town and who we kidding, you got nowhere to be, crying out loud, get out there and clean it. So that's the first, I don't want to say obstacle, but first reality that you're going to have to understand. Hey, if I get started and someone wants me to start tomorrow, I don't want to miss that opportunity, but I don't think I can hire a good person by tomorrow. So is that cool to be like, hey, I'm planning on getting a job. If they're cool with starting in 15, 20 days, at beginning of the month, whatever the case may be, I'll hire someone. But if they want me to start tomorrow, I'm taking a check and I'm going to clean it myself tomorrow. Is that a fair trade-off?
It is. And one thing I should have pointed out in the email that I had sent originally, I had said that, I wouldn't be opposed to maybe the first 2 weeks, first month, until I get clients coming in and getting revenue coming in.
No, we're on the same page. That's all I coach you to clean. Okay. I don't want you to clean more than that anyway. So I'm sorry. I thought you were like, I don't want to clean zero, not one day, not 1 second. Two to 4 weeks, I'll coach anyway. If you said, you know, I don't want to coach more than a month, I'm like, great. That's I don't want you to clean more than a month. Yeah, that we're on the same page. So here's the only reason other than that kind of tightrope of how do I get started tomorrow without hiring someone tomorrow. The only thing I want you to clean for is so you can not get shined on, right? Someone tells you this is a 6-hour job. It's hard to say it's a 4-hour job unless I've cleaned it. It's a 4-hour job. You don't have to clean every job, but you clean one building, you get enough. Also, it's physically hard. I think people don't understand the toll it can take. It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, playing basketball 10 hours a day, but it's certainly not sitting on your butt. So I just think there's lessons that you can't learn unless you do it yourself. So I would highly encourage you to clean for 2 weeks, maybe 4 at the most, and really just hire people because you're going to, and then at least start training them to clean. So A, how are you going to train them to clean if you haven't cleaned? B, how are you going to understand the pain that they're going? Not physical pain, but what a difficult job it is unless you've done it. And C, if someone calls out, actually, I don't like you having to clean. So yeah, if you're willing to clean for 2 weeks, 4 weeks, however long it takes you to get someone, and then you just clean alongside with them, and you just keep cleaning until you hire people, I think we're on the same page. Cleaning zero, the big obstacles you got to deal with is transitioning to a new account, knowing how long stuff takes and not having to take someone's word for it. And then how are you going to train someone else to clean if you haven't cleaned? Those are really the only obstacles you've got to overcome. So if you asked how long should I clean for, my answer would be as long as it takes you to hire good staff, do it well enough that you can train someone else to do it. And that's it. If you can do that in 2 weeks, then do it. And everybody can do it in 4 weeks, right? So especially if you're cleaning every night on a 5-night-a-week account or something. So I don't know if that answers your question or not.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it does.
Okay, cool. We are early in. We've still got another 5 minutes before we have to hit the lightning round. So if there's, is there another quick question you have I can help you with before we move on?
And this may be too broad to get into at this point, but for me personally, things that I looked at trying to pick, you know, a niche is, you know, I want to do commercial, but then you break commercial down, you know, banks, churches, and office buildings. Is that too wide, or is that, we're not huge in the city here, so, you know, there's limited opportunities for places to clean. But is that those three there, churches, banks, and office buildings, is that too wide, or do I need to try to focus that down a little bit?
Yeah, that's too wide. The way I kind of define a niche is you want people that share pain, right? So the pastor of a church or the facilities manager for a church, his pain and what he needs solved and the problem he wants you to deal with is totally different than a bank manager. Totally different, right? When you talk to the church, you're going to be saying stuff like, what is it like building your community? What are your goals for engagement? How many folks, you know, they're going to say stuff like, we want people to hang around and enjoy themselves and stay after. And we want to have a men's group on Tuesday and that needs to be cleaned up for. And we want, you know, the kids room needs to be taken like this. And we have to have disinfectant because, you know, the law says if we don't do this, you know, we can't have childcare. Very different conversation than the bank is going to be saying, are your people bonded? Can they be in here? Do you do criminal checks? See, if you try to sell the bank with the church verbiage, you're going to be barking up the wrong tree. And if you try and use the bank verbiage with the church, same problem. So you really just need shared pain. If they have the same pain, you don't have to reinvent that wheel every time, but you're going to have to learn what bank managers' problems are. And again, it's not always going to be the bank manager, right? Some small place, it might be the bank president. For some big regional bank, it might be one person that manages like multiple places. They're just, and that's just a lot of nuance that if you're dealing with two other niches at the same time, you'll never get all that nuance. So yeah, I would really pick one that's big enough to meet your goals. And it doesn't have to be forever, but at least for 6 months, right? At least till you've kind of got, I like 10%. Once you've got 10% of that niche as customers, now you can add another niche. But until then, you're like, hey, instead of really getting good at this, I'm going to do that. It would be like me going, hey, I'm growing my cleaning company. I know everything about cleaning. Oh my gosh, realtors. If you want to build your, oh my gosh, car dealerships. Because I owned a car dealership. I would never know I would never be able to get in depth as I am now with, I know, not only do I know cleaning companies, I know what cleaning company buyers like I already know your customer's pain because I've got customers whose customer's pain are the same as your customer's pain. I can get that deep because all I help is owners of cleaning companies. I can do a podcast twice a week. I can do everything focused on one thing. It's so easy to get clients because no one, I'm sure there's other people out there that do this, but very rare that are like, this is all we do. I'm just picking this one little niche. And I've only been doing this niche for a couple of years and I'm pretty well known, not because I'm amazing, because it's a tiny niche. It's easy to get well known. But if I did car dealerships and construction companies and Dairy Queens and street sweepers, whatever, none of them would know me, right? So I'd have a bunch of little, you know, kind of starts, and then I wouldn't have any impact on any of those industries. But with churches, and I know Knoxville, that's in the Bible Belt, man. We got some churches. I'll bet you there's enough around there. That could be a good niche in and of itself. Start there. And banks are fine too, but I'm just saying, I think there's enough of, especially if you're in Knoxville, there's enough of banks or churches to be a standalone niche.
Yeah, there are. And that's one of the things they say around here, and they say it jokingly, but it's true. We have, and the things we have the most of around here are churches, banks, and barbecue places. So
pick one of those.
Well, and I don't want to get into the restaurants. I've already decided that. Now, the only concern I have with churches is that a lot of times they don't hire anybody. They just have something in the house that, hey, you stay over this week. And clean.
Yeah, let me make your life so much easier. All the churches that do that, 100% of them hate it.
Okay.
Because think about it. There's your customer, right? Like, I mean, not your customer, because obviously that's not how it works, but it's an awkward position. If I run this church and it's a real church, I've got a real facility and actually has to be clean and look a certain way. And we've got hundreds or thousands of people in and out of here every week or three or four times a week. And I've got old Mabel, who I love and everybody loves, and she's been with the church for whatever, and she's clean and doing a terrible job, which she is, because it's overwhelming to her. She doesn't have the resources to do this, whether I'm paying her or not. What do I do when Mabel's doing a terrible job? I can't yell at Mabel. She's a church member, right? So
right.
I've not found a church that is like, I shouldn't say that. The exception to the rule is there's a person, they've got it, they love it, everything's great. And that's fine. You don't need to sell them, right? They'll come back in a year because they won't be happy forever, I promise you. Do you have a church you go to?
I do not.
Okay, I was going to say, that's a great place to start.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, or again, I don't know your spiritual beliefs isn't the place for it, but if you are open to that sort of stuff, start going to a church for crying out loud. It's a little weird to be like, oh, I don't ever go to a barbecue. I hate it, but I want to clean your building. So,
right.
Yeah, but if you had a church, that'd be the best place to go to is say, hey, because, you know, I'm assuming a pastor's like, of course, I want to support the people that support us. So, all right, cool. Any other questions or should we hit the lightning round?
No, I think that's it. I really appreciate it.
All right, let's do it, my friend. I love my favorite lightning rounds are from folks that just started in the business because your perspective is always, for some reason, different and often better. So I can't wait to hear. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
We'll try to keep it business-oriented here. You know, listening to a lot of the stuff that you said, if you learn anything, learn this, don't bid too low. And there has been a couple of bids that I went on that you talked about the green, yellow, and red accounts. It certainly would have been a very strong yellow, if not a red account. So I told him, I'm sorry, we're just not going to be able to do it for that price. I appreciate you bringing me out here, but it's not going to work. So especially starting out, it's hard to walk away from, that first bid or second bid, especially when you don't have any customers. You're like, I want some customers. But you're listening to you and you say, hey, that's just more headache than it's worth. I'll do it. I've heard you say that multiple times, so it must be good advice. So I've been in that position already this young in the game, and I have walked away from two just because it wasn't profitable.
Good on you. That's such a rookie mistake. It was like, well, it's my first account. I need it and blah, 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 blah. But once you broach that subject of kind of working for free, it's hard to get out of that. So I love that your first account's going to make you money. And if you get it on day one or day 43, it's going to make money. Great advice. Better to lose a winner than win a loser. All right. What's the biggest mistake you made in the cleaning business that we could all learn from? And you just started. So this is a little harder for you than most, but I still can't wait to hear the answer.
I don't think the biggest mistake that I've made so far is something that I've done since I decided to be in the business. I think the biggest mistake that I would have said is I bounced this idea around for the last 4 or 5 years. I've talked to my wife about it, and she's not been totally supportive of it because she just sees it as an opportunity to fail. My parents had a pizza restaurant that failed, so she looks at the business as it's bad. So I let that negative feedback and probably some personal fear of my own kind of hold me back from actually pulling the trigger on it, saying, oh, you know what? I'm not going to live paycheck to paycheck and support a family and working so much overtime. I don't get to see you guys anymore. So I wish I would have done it 4 or 5 years ago whenever I initially started bouncing around the idea.
My biggest regret
is not doing it sooner.
Because I know a lot of listeners out there are in that same boat of kind of getting ready to get ready. So listen to Adam, and I got to tell you, I just for your personal encouragement, restaurants are tough. I've had a lot of businesses and I've always said no restaurants and no retail, right? I'm not going to have a restaurant or some store in the mall where I got to like sell $4 widgets to folks. Not that you can't make money there. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying those are risky businesses. Very difficult. The cleaning business takes a lot of capital, a lot of experience, very thin margins. The cleaning business is not glamorous, but it does not take a lot of capital. There's recurring revenue, right? In a restaurant, people just stop showing up. What do? You're stuck. You still got this $10,000 a month rent payment or whatever the case may be. You're stuck. In the cleaning business, especially the commercial cleaning, you know how many customers you got, right? If you're $5,000 a month, it ain't going to go to zero next month or 10,000. Maybe it goes to 10,000, but it ain't going to go to zero, right? So I would just encourage you that if you or your wife are risk averse, you're in the right, but you want to start a business, cleaning business is a great business, not capital intensive, recurring customers, not sexy, but pretty dang profitable. It's hard to fail. Adam, what's one idea that Clean Nation can put into practice? The biggest takeaway is to get started. What's the one idea Clean Nation can put into practice right away? Something big or small that's easy to implement that they can do right now as soon as they stop listening to the podcast and make their life or their business just a little better.
So here's the hard one to answer because I'm just getting started in it. What I will say is I think the experience level, the jump from being no customers, month zero, month one, to month six, I think the amount of experience that you gain in that amount of time is probably greater than, you know, what you, the difference between a person who's been in business 5 years or 8 years. So I think that first year or 6 months, you're going to learn a lot of things. I'm hopeful that, I will be able to learn those things. Right now, I don't really have a whole lot of advice business-wise to say, hey, this is what you should do, because I'm on that end where I'm like, hey, what should I do? But one thing I would say, and it's probably true in life, and that's the reason I'm getting into this, is, you know, don't neglect your family to try to make ends meet. I realize you got to have a paycheck, and that's how I justified working so much for so long, where I would go, you know, 2-3 weeks without a day off. And my wife is getting upset. Hey, you're never home. You're never helping with baby. I'm like, I'm killing myself at work. She's like, yeah, that's great. Remember, you have a family too. So I would encourage people to remember they have family lives, their personal lives, and not let work consume them. Because I have done that.
I have done that the wrong way, and I could not agree with you more, Adam. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing right where you're at. I love guys and gals just getting into business, and I am just digging your vibe. And you're one of the guys I'm like, hey, call back in 6 months. Let's see how you're doing. I would love to get an update. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Adam's show notes page and get everything you need, all the tools you need to grow your cleaning company, a bunch of free stuff, all the podcasts, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.